You're listening to The Becoming a Champion Show with Coach Dana Cavalia. Motivation, inspiration, and coaching to improve your performance so you can live the life of a champion in sports, life, and business. Let's go.
All right, team, how we doing? Coach Dana Cavalia coming at you with the Becoming a Champion Show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And today we're going to talk about getting mentally fat. A buddy of mine used this term on Twitter a couple days ago in response to something I wrote, Laramie Gregory, and he said, mentally fat. And I said, man, that's a great term. And I want to talk to you about being mentally fat, because I believe that being mentally fat is just as bad as being physically fat. And some people may say, Coach, being mentally fat, that means you have a lot in your head. And that means you may have a lot of knowledge. And no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about fat, like just garbage up in your head. And when you have too much garbage up in your head, there's a cost to that. And usually the cost is action, because mind fat or mental fat is oftentimes what I attribute to paralysis, that old paralysis by analysis or analysis paralysis, where we think so much, we have so much knowledge that we don't actually take action. And in this world, I always say you get paid for action. Even if your action leads you to a mistake, remember that mistake will oftentimes teach you to not make that mistake again. And it's a great way of learning. So learning by doing is so, so important. And it's something that we need to embrace. But I can't tell you how many folks I coach and come across that are doing so much research. And it's great to do research, because I say that knowledge leads to conviction and knowledge leads to growth. But the big issue is when we become so obsessed with research and so obsessed with knowledge that it actually hampers our ability and our desire and our time available to actually apply the knowledge and go do the work. So I believe that it's important to go get subject matter knowledge. A few weeks ago, I talked about being a specialist versus a generalist. Generalist knowledge will not get you paid. Specialist knowledge will get you paid, meaning I know everything about this. I know everything that I can know about this as it relates to coaching. I am in love with coaching. I try to learn as much as I can about coaching, how to get the most out of people, ways to deliver a message, all of that. And therefore, I have a very specific skill set as it relates to coaching, and I have a very specific knowledge set as it relates to coaching, most specifically what I call gap closure. Here's where I am. Here's where I want to be. Here's who I am. Here's who I want to be. And habit change. Those are the things that I specialize in, along with obviously team building and team growth coming from professional sports. But today, we have to understand that there is a cost to consumption. Meaning, if we're always consuming information and consuming content, which is what social media is built on, which is what oftentimes digital marketing is built on, it's built on consumption, we have to be very careful, because we can actually become much more of a generalist than a specialist, because we know so much about everything that we actually know nothing. But the quest to acquire all this knowledge has a tremendous cost as it relates to us taking action. So we don't want to be mentally fat. It's not a good thing. It's not a great thing to know about everything in detail, or even aspire to know about everything in great detail. We have to know about our thing and what it is that we do and what it is we get paid to do with great detail, with great depth, and great knowledge set. So there's two parts to knowledge, I say too, right? There's knowledge as it relates to acquiring information about what it is that we do and what it is we want to be better at. But there's a second part. There's knowledge as it relates to skill and skill development. So it's important that we take an inventory on ourselves and maybe the business that we run or the teams that we run, and we say, hey, when I look at this, what skills are we lacking? What knowledge in those skills are we lacking? See, I look at skill. Skill is the doing. Skill is the front line, the doing. The knowledge is the knowing. So we have knowing and we have doing. So we have to gain knowledge also around the doing part. So when you study yourself and you say, hey, where do I need to be better? What skills do I need that I don't currently have? Or what skills do I have that I need to be better at? Those are important questions. So think about your day-to-day. Let's say, again, you're in sales. Let's use sales as an example because most people are in sales in some way. Which part of the sales process do you need to be better at? Do you need to be better at making those calls to help fill your pipeline? Do you need to be better at the service side? Where do you need to be better? What skills do you need to be better? Do you know enough about your people? Do you know enough about your market? Do you know enough about your product? That's all knowledge. The skill is actually going to those people and getting them to do business with you. That hand-to-hand combat, those hand-to-hand skills. For those of you that are in product development, what skills do you need to make you better at developing product? So let's think about all of this. So there's two types of knowledge, right? There's that knowledge, like I said, which is knowing about the subject matter, and then there's the knowledge of skill. Where are you strong? Where are you weak right now? Ask yourself that question. And I do this podcast a little bit different. I'm actually doing it from a coaching perspective. I want to coach you through this podcast, ask you some great questions. I always say, if you're going to listen to this, have a notepad out and let's get you better. So as it relates to today, let's talk about these skills. What skills do we need right now that we don't have or need to get better at in our day-to-day? Ask yourself that. What knowledge are you currently needing, either A, about your product, B, about what it is that you do, C, about your company? What is it? What is the knowledge that you're currently lacking? What knowledge is lacking from the people that you lead? What skills are lacking from the people in which you lead? And when we could bring that connection of knowledge and skill together and take action on the knowledge and the skill, meaning expanded knowledge set and expanded skill set plus action will take us to where it is that we want to go. That's a fantastic thing right there. That will get us where it is that we want to go. If each person on your team, including you, expanded their skill set and expanded their subject matter knowledge set and took action on it, what do you think is going to happen in terms of your results? Amazing results. And you know what else is going to improve? There's a lot of talk about this word culture. Culture. You hear about culture and you hear about communication all the time in corporate America or corporate settings and team settings in general. Communication and culture. Coach, we need to improve our communication. Coach, we need to improve our culture. Do you know what improves communication and culture? Winning. And when your people expand their knowledge set and their skill set, and they apply it through action, you know what you start doing more of? You start winning more. And like I said, when you start winning more, you know what else happens? Your culture and your communication both improve. You see, I believe this. I believe that winning is an energy. And we win as a result of this energy. But the energy is generated with confidence. And when each person on our team has confidence in their skill and their knowledge set and they take applied action, confidence rises, winning begins to happen frequently, with consistency, with predictability. And then we have victory after victory after victory, which leads to greater communication, or is really an illustration of great communication. And you have a great culture. See, the importance I find, and the whole reason we chase great culture, is because it we're actually chasing an energy, and that energy that leads to success. And when we have that energy or that success energy flowing and it's in abundance, we start to attract more great teammates to our team. Think about a business in your local town, right? Think about a business in your local town, and I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Anthony in the town of Tequesta and his business, Three Natives. It's a juice shop, great wraps, etc. Started with one, has been expanding, and it's happening because of an energy. It's a winning culture. It's a winning vibe. It's a winning team. people want to be a part of it. Franchisees or prospective franchisees are saying, hey, how do I get a part of this? How can I be a part of this brand? Staff, how can I be a part of this growth? How can I be a part of this engine? That's what winning does. Culture comes with it. Communication comes with it. And we start winning and winning and winning. And the energy starts flowing. A buddy of mine years ago, Kevin Plank, I mention him a lot, started Under Armour with a vision, with a dream. He brought some of his closest teammates into the company early, and they ran it like a sports team. And they were focused on winning, playing together, getting better every game. Every day they went out was a game day, and they got better and better and better and better, and they grew at 20% for over 5 years, 20% a quarter, 20% a year. Amazing, amazing growth because of an energy that was produced as a result of good, solid daily action, focused skill work and skill development, focused knowledge set, knowledge of product, knowledge of brand, knowledge of consumer, knowledge of how brand and product can help consumer. And as a result, they continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. The same can happen for you. The same can happen for your team. The same can happen for your business. The same can happen in all parts of your life. So we have to be focused on skill development and knowledge development, and therefore we grow. Skill plus knowledge plus action equals growth. And that growth, again, will reflect in positive culture. And it'll also reflect in positive communication because it is an illustration and the end result of great communication. That's why we grow. So I wanted to put that out there today in today's episode. We must acquire skill. We must acquire knowledge. It must be specific. It must be combined with action. And when we do all those things, we win. So we can't get mentally fat and focus on being a generalist. We must be a specialist and own our knowledge and skill set. And man, I'm telling you, when you get this right, amazing things are going to happen. And the greatest thing about this too, is you won't be as open to BS. You know what you do, how you do it. You know what your company does and how the company does it. You know how your team does it. And you don't have to be as open to everything. You need to be open, but only to things that can help you acquire knowledge and skill and facilitate greater action. That's it. So this is Coach Dana Cavalier. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Becoming a Champion show. And if you did, give us a like on iTunes, give us a comment, 5 stars, 4 stars, whatever you want to give us in terms of stars, hopefully 4 or 5. And help spread this message to your team. Let's build this team of champions together. And for those of you that are not on the daily blog, it comes in every morning, 9 a.m., get on that blog, 30 to 60 second read, where I get to coach you, motivate you, get you to think Monday through Friday and inspire you to take great action. That's what it's about. We need to be coached every single day. I love coaching people. I love coaching you. I love doing this show. And thank you for allowing me to be your coach. This is Coach Dana Cavalier, and I will see you next week for another episode of The Becoming a Champion Show. See ya.
If you enjoyed today's episode of the Becoming a Champion Show, share with friends, family, coworkers, and teammates, helping us to build a world of champions. And if you ever need a one-on-one coaching, reach out. Coach Cavalier would love to be your coach. Head on over to DanaCavalier.com.